President Trump has convened a summit at the White House today to deal with the country's opioid epidemic. The focus will be on prevention, treatment, and funding. In October, Trump declared opioid abuse a public health emergency, but communities say there has been little action or money from Washington in the months since. Drug overdoses are taking the lives of 115 people a day now, according to the Centers for Disease Control. And in many parts of the country, these deaths are often blamed on a culture of despair. That despair is especially felt in rural coal mining states like West Virginia. Wyoming has been losing mining jobs too, yet somehow opioid overdoses aren't nearly as devastating there as in Appalachia. But some health advocates say the storm just hasn't hit Wyoming with full force yet, and the state needs to do more to get ready. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
Raising her three kids in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Penny Hunt always knew that her youngest son, JT, wasn't like other kids. As lovable and creative as he was,
he grew up kind of as the daredevil, and I always worried about him.
JT struggled with anxiety. By the time he was 14, he was addicted to his anti-anxiety medication. By 15, he was in rehab.
He got out of rehab, was doing better, and had a wisdom tooth pulled and was given pain meds. And then the cycle started over again.
When JT went back to get more teeth removed,
I asked the dentist if I could talk to him in his office. And I said, my son is an addict. You cannot give him addictive medicine. And he said to me, I signed an oath that I cannot let my patients leave in pain. And I said, then give him Tylenol.
Hunt said she left frustrated that the dentist didn't see the problem with prescribing to an addict. Still, her son found ways to get painkillers. She wanted him back in rehab, but Wyoming has only 8 adult live-in rehab centers, and the wait lists are long. So she started making calls.
And I kept being told over and over again, 3 months, 6 months, we can't get him in. We can do an assessment, but we can't take him. If you know anything about addiction, if you have someone who's willing to get help right now, things need to move right now.
Finally, Hunt found a bed for her son in neighboring South Dakota. When he got out, she thought he might be okay. But then he didn't call for 3 days. When the police broke into his apartment, JT lay dead on his couch, overdosed on prescription opioid meds at 23. Hunt says her experience with medical providers and a lack of rehab space needs to be addressed in Wyoming. Research scientist Rodney Wambi at the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center agrees. He's working on a study of opioid addiction in the state, and he says Wyoming is seeing a rise in opioid addiction and overdoses.
We do have a problem. I think it's just not the crisis that you are seeing in other parts of the country.
Back in 2004, only 19 people overdosed on opioids in Wyoming. 10 years later, it had ballooned to 96. But Wambeam says other coal mining states have it much worse.
Compared to, say, rural Appalachia, where the people lose their jobs and coal mines have shut down and they stay, and they have a culture of despair.
Here in Wyoming, when energy workers lost their jobs, they often left the state, so it's hard to know if they developed addictions or not. But Wambeam says now that Wyoming is monitoring opioid use, more medical providers are scaling back how much they prescribe. The goal is to get proactive before things get worse.
I think we're doing the right things, whether it's educating pharmacists and doctors, whether it's having prescription take-back events, whether it's having naloxone in the hands of first responders. We are ahead of the curve. I don't think that we are just waiting for the storm to hit us, right? We are lucky that way.
Erica Matthews is the Wyoming Health Department's Substance Abuse Prevention Manager. She says her office started fighting the problem early. Now, every county has a prevention coalition, and every first responder has access to naloxone. That's a medication to stop an overdose in its tracks. But in a rural state, the challenge is getting people to use those services.
I mean, you've talked about the frontier nature, and that is one of our biggest challenges and the lack of supports that we do have in the state, but we do have other supports in other ways. We are such close-knit communities that we are able to make grand changes in those communities in a much shorter period of time.
But Penny Hunt says that close-knit community can also be tight-lipped. She says she kept her son's true cause of death a secret. The autopsy called it bronchopneumonia. She says lots of people do the same, and that's why Wyoming's data on opioid deaths may be skewed.
It's coming, and it's here. And Wyoming is really good at, you know, keeping our family things to ourselves and not talking about it. And so it's here. It's not being talked about.
In hopes of lifting that stigma, Hunt's oldest son, Jeremiah, put an interactive map called Celebrating Lost Loved Ones on the web, where families can post photos and share stories. His late brother JT's young, smiling face is just one of hundreds that have been posted there. For Here and Now, I'm Melody Edwards in Laramie.